graduation day, and thank God it's over. Putt's gone down to Disneyland with the class. Janice and son are gone over to the Tummies. Phone does ring. I had to stop and get up and answer that. I'm telling you, you think this was the Grand Central Station today. Somebody, one of Janice's old friends, wanted to know. She heard that she was here, and Janice hadn't told her she was coming, so she had to call me and talk 15 or 20 minutes. I'm telling you, this is a ball around here. You dead don't know nothing. I knew I had started my tape, but I didn't know how far I'd got with it, so I had to stop and roll it back and see what I had said. If that phone rings again, I think I'm just going to take the damn thing off the hook. I'm about to go out of my mind talking to these people, wanting to know where that girl is. She didn't get in till about 4 o'clock this morning on the... I'll take it back. I think she got in about 3 on the TWA from Chicago, and then they didn't get to bed around here till about 6 o'clock. Sonny left here about 11 o'clock last night and went down to the airport to pick her up. So consequently, they didn't get to bed this morning about 6 o'clock, just about the time I was getting up. I got up early this morning and went and played 18 holes of golf. But before I left, I talked to Janice about an hour while I was drinking my tea, and then come in this afternoon and had a bath, and we went on over to graduation. Of course, since I've been taking this Cochini, I haven't had very much energy. Well, it's not energy. I got plenty of that, but I don't have very much strength. So I don't know what the doctor's going to do about it. I took 3, and he told me that it would loosen up my bowels, but he didn't tell me how loose they would be. So I took them till I went to see him. I took 3 on Tuesday, 3 on Wednesday, 3 on Thursday, and then took 2 Friday and went to see him. And he told me, he said, up until that time it didn't bother me very much. So consequently, when I come back home, and he had given me some muscle relaxers, and I took 4 of those, and brother, I started to go in the bathroom about every 15 minutes, and you can imagine all night long Friday night what I felt like. So I didn't do a thing. I'm going to get up and call the duty doctor out there, since I couldn't get his, Dr. McInnes's, telephone number. And he said, well, you better stop taking them for a couple of days and then call Dr. McInnes Monday. So I got up Monday morning early and called him, and he said, well, I want you to keep taking this stuff, because this, if it will work, will do you more good than shots will. But he says, if it's going to interfere with your stomach, he said, you can't have them. And I asked him about the cotton pick and muscle relaxers he'd given me for my neck, and he said, well, it could happen, but he says, I don't know. I said, well, brother, forget it. Anything could happen where I'm concerned. I've been trying for about 6 days to get this tape off to you and let you know what I plan to do, but evidently, I tell you something, Bobby Jean, my time just won't go anywhere, or at least I don't have enough hours in the day to accomplish what I plan to do. Anyway, I called the airport Monday morning and found out about my ticket. I told them what I wanted and found out that, by golly, and oh, by the way, Sonny happened to be here when I was talking to the airline. So when I was talking to them, I found out they wanted to charge me $22 for me to go down and back in Los Angeles and to take Sprout with me. It would cost adult fare, which would be another $22. And I said, you mean $44? And they said, yes. And I said, forget it. You just put me on the airplane down there and I'll get down there. And Sonny just spoke up and he said, you damn right you'll get there, says I'll take you down there. But I found out that I can get his cage down there for $10.50, and that's cheaper than I can get it here. So I just told him to save me a cage, and I'll leave on Continental about 2 something, and I will get in Denver, and get out of Denver about 5:30 or something, and be in Cheyenne at 6:13. That way I get to ride Continental and Western. Otherwise, I would have been on United and the puddle jumper up there, the one I have to use my spurs on. You know, I'm not very, I'm not happy to ride that thing, because that is a bucking bronco.